I'm going to ask them to deliberate upon this. The American people are unhappy with what's going on in Washington. But tonight, there's a Tea Party tidal wave, and we're sending a message to them.
Well, the Tea Party tidal wave looked to be most powerful in states that were red. In swing states, the Tea Party tidal wave was a little bit more of the tide coming in. Republicans made some gains thanks to the Tea Party in Senate races in Florida and Kentucky. The Tea Party won the governorship in South Carolina, but was it really a new mandate for Washington? Kate Zernike is with us. She's been following the Tea Party movement closely. She's the author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America, and she writes for our partner, the New York Times. And we're also with Ian Milchrest, the senior producer of KNPR's State of Nevada. He's been watching closely that squeaker of a race between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Republican challenger and Tea Party favorite Sharron Angle. It's a race that Harry Reid came out victorious just barely on. Good morning, Ian and Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Kate, let's go to you and kind of talk about what exactly this result is for the Tea Party. Two Senate races are kind of big, but is it relatively accurate that Tea Party had the strongest effect in states that were red?
Well, I think this is what we always knew, was the Tea Party candidates were running well in states where Republicans run well. But look, that's it. I mean, I think we have to give the Tea Party credit. Look, they really sort of set the agenda for this election. They energized a huge segment of the electorate. In exit polls, 4 in 10 voters said that they sort of supported the Tea Party movement. So, I mean, that's huge, 40%. I think it was if you think back just 2 years ago, Republicans were tremendously demoralized. The Tea Party turned things around for them.
Okay, well, Ian Milchrest, let me go to you and try to figure out what we can take away from what happened in Nevada, where Sharron Angle, who I'm sure a year ago would never have been thought of as a real contender against Harry Reid, and he just barely got his victory out there. What do we learn from that?
I think two things. One is that it always helps to define your opponent in the most negative terms as soon as possible. And second, have the best ground game around. And the get-out-the-vote effort that Harry Reid put together in 2008 paid off for him handsomely last night, because he was able to get out all his supporters, despite the fact that the polls showed that there was much more Republican enthusiasm.
Well, I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans kind of put this Nevada Senate race as their symbolic line in the sand, right? So to a certain extent, is that a bit of a real victory for the Democrats in a mostly Republican result?
It's a huge victory for Harry Reid. I mean, I don't think even the most optimistic observers thought that Reid was going to be able to get 2% early in the evening and extend that out over the rest of the night. One of the things that did happen, though, in this race was that there was some really nasty racist overtones at one point, anti-immigrant ads that Sharron Angle was running, and they seemed to have backfired on her. The turnout of Hispanic voters yesterday was even higher than it had been in 2008, and that was a record high for the Las Vegas area and for the state as a whole. And that's obviously gone uncounted by most pollsters, and that's been one of the things that put Harry Reid over the top.
Well, that's an interesting takeaway, especially considering the ad that many people were decrying, the one asking Hispanic voters to stay home and not vote. But Kate Zernike, let me go back to you to something that you said a little earlier about 40% of people supporting the Tea Party, because I know we had that Washington Post poll last month which said that the grassroots organization was largely coordinated by mainly big national groups like Freedom Works and Americans for Prosperity. And then the polls showing that Americans, more Americans than not, are actually turned off by the Tea Party, and many people view the movement as extreme. So how do we view the sort of mandate of the Tea Party and what kind of change they are bringing?
Well, look, I think the Tea Party has always been, or not has always been, but became, polls have pretty consistently said, I don't know about the Washington Post poll, but the New York Times poll of last week, October, said that 27% of voters supported the Tea Party. That's been pretty consistent for several months now. So, but I think the Tea Party has always been, or has become kind of more state of mind. It's more people who are frustrated. It's more people saying, we need to change something. Government is doing too much. We're spending too much. So I don't think we should necessarily necessarily say that, you know, because a local Tea Party group, because it wasn't someone who came straight from the Tea Party movement. I think there are other ways to be a Tea Party candidate, namely to be supported by a lot of these grassroots organizations, and also just to be supported by the way the Tea Party has brought the Republicans back and sort of, as I said, changed the agenda.
But, Kate, you know, it's even bigger, it seems to me, than that. And I love the way you describe it. The Tea Party is sort of a state of mind. It means that Obama has really abdicated and dropped the ball on the whole mentality of change in the United States. It's been ceded to this Tea Party movement. It no longer resides in the Barack Obama zone, it seems to me.
No, that's absolutely true. Look, I think that the big question, though, is what happens in 2 years? We're now seeing this sort of, yes, the ball is no longer his, but it's been sort of a jump ball for several years. 2006, 2008, again, the Democrats had victories. But I think it's going back and forth very quickly.
Well, Ian Milchrist, let me ask you about what is the state of Nevada at this point? Are we getting sort of a headline coming out of there with people absorbing the results of the elections now?
Well, the headline is that Republicans won most of the races they were expected to win, and the Harry Reid-Sharron Angle race was the only one they did not win. So Reid ran way ahead of where other Democrats were last night.
All right, so Harry Reid kind of bucking the trend there in Nevada. Ian Milchrist is a senior producer of KNPR's State of Nevada. Kate Zernike, writer for our partner, The New York Times, and author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. We are following election results all morning long. And is this a national referendum? What do you think? If it's all politics are local, tell us what your local headline is. What is your takeaway from the election results? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can always post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.